is power in the word. That is power in the word of God. Power in the word. Our objective is to understand the power that is in the word of God. Second objective is to understand how to access the power that is in the word of God. Understanding power that is in the word of God, and then understanding access. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4 said, where the word of a king is, there is power. The word of God is pregnant with power. The word of God is a depot of power. The word of God is a container of power. Luke chapter 4 verse 32. The Bible said concerning Jesus, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. His word was not powerless. His word was not weak. His word was with power. In Luke chapter 4 and in verse 36, almost repeated again, and they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. What a word is this? What type of word is this that carries such power? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 5, it says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. The gospel comes with power. 1 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 9 and verse 16, Paul the apostle said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, alright, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. Necessity is laid on me, yet woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I am not ashamed. I think that was Romans chapter 1 verse 16, 17. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Romans 1, 16. For it is the power of God unto salvation. So the word of God carries a pregnancy of power. The word of God is a depot of power. The word of God is a container of power. Somebody say a loud amen. And somebody will express that power tonight. You believe that? Say amen. You'll express that power tonight. Say a loud amen. You express that power tonight. Say a loud amen. In Hebrews chapter 1 and in verse 3, the Bible said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. He upholds all things by the word of his power. He upholds all things by the word of his power. He upholds all things. So the word of God is the word of his power. So we are not just talking about the power of his word. We are talking about the word of his power. What is the difference? The power of his word means there is power in his word. The word of his power means that his power is channeled through his word. It is the word of his power. Somebody may want to show you power by the gun they carry, but he shows you power by the word that he has. Hallelujah. So every time you want to access the power and you want to deploy the power of God, is deployable from the word. Now before we go on to how to access the power from the word, what is in the power of God? What is inside the power? What will the power do? Number one, the power of God brought Israel out of captivity in Egypt. Exodus 32 verse 11, it said, and Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with thy great power? The power of God brought Egypt out of Israel out of captivity in Egypt. In Deuteronomy 9:29, repeated almost the same thing. Yet they are thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out of Egypt by thy mighty power, brought out by thy mighty power and thy stretched out arm. It doesn't matter where you are. There is no level of Egyptian captivity or Egyptish captivity that the power of God cannot bring you out of. Somebody is coming out tonight. Say loud, amen. Say it like you mean it. Say louder, amen. By the power of this word, I preach, every Egypt where the devil kept you, you are coming out of it in the name of Jesus. Number two, the power of God enable God's people to conquer resources. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. He said, "It is but thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth." So there are certain times where you cannot even access your resources except by power. Situations where maybe ancestral curses, generational forces, powers of darkness vowed that you must not touch what is yours. Where diabolical forces vowed that you must not access what is yours. At such times, it takes power to take what is yours. It takes power to take the delivery of what is yours. Number three, the power of God grants. All right, let me put it that way. God has power to either help or cast down. Power to help. His power helps, and his power can cast down. Second Chronicles chapter 25 and in verse 8. A rebellious, stubborn king of Egypt, Israel, was trying to go for a battle, and they were warning him, if you want to go, go. Be strong for the battle, because God will make you fall before the enemy. Why? For God has the power to help and has the power to cast down. So the power of God can take you up, can help you, and the power of God can cast down. All his power. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. His power that healed the sick can make another person sick. His power that raised the dead can make another living to die. Hallelujah. Somebody is receiving the positive side of the power. If you have that one, say louder, amen. If you have that one, say louder, amen. If you are that one, shout the Lord must say amen. Amen. Number four. God divides and parts the Red Sea by his power. God divided and parted the Red Sea by his power. We are looking at what is in the power of God. Job 26 and in verse 12. He said, He divided the sea with his power. And by his understanding, he smites through the proud. What does, what does that mean to you? Obstacles standing in front of you can give way by power. That is, what is between you and your inheritance can be smitten by power. What is standing between you, between your position and your possession, between your position and your destination, can be divided, dismantled by power. Number five, God exalts by his power. Job 36:22. He exalts. Behold, God exalted by his power. Who teacheth like him? God exalts by his power. God lifts people up by power. Promotion cometh not from the east, not from the west, but from the Lord, who put down one and set up another. God lifts by his power. It takes the power of God to step up to where you need to be. That is why when we look up to human beings, we sign for frustration. Because they can limit you, they can hinder you. You are at the mercy of their happiness. You are at the mercy of their sentiments. Number eight or six, God subdues his enemies and the enemies of his people by power. Psalm 66 and in verse 3. He said, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Through the greatness of thy power. The enemies of God, the enemies of God's people are bowed by power. Number seven, God breaks appointment with death by power. That is, the enemy marked you out for death, or your loved ones, that appointment can be broken by power. Psalm 79 verse 11. He said, let the sign of the prisoner come before thee, according to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die. That is, use your power to cancel the appointment with death. And there are certain appointments, as I speak now, that are already being canceled. They are already being canceled. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve those that are appointed to die. In other words, terminate the appointment. Nullify the appointment. Let the appointment not hold. Someone say aloud, amen. Number eight, God creates by his power. Creation happens by power. Jeremiah chapter 10 and in verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 10 and in verse 12, he said, he made the earth by his power, and he has established the world by his wisdom. He stretched out the heavens by discretion. So creation happens by his power. Jeremiah 32 verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. He creates, he manufactures by his power. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Jeremiah chapter 51 and in verse 15. Look at what the scripture said in Jeremiah chapter 51 and in verse 15. Thus said the Lord. He had made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom. That is power. If there is something you, that God is laying in your hand. There is a production, a manufacturing, a construction, a creation of a home, a ministry, a family, a destiny, whatever it is. It takes power to bring non-existent things into existence. That is creation. To bring non-existent things into existence, it takes the power. And that power is going to work for somebody here. If you are the one, say a lot of amen. Number 9, God's power bets God's purpose. When God has given a purpose, it is power that bets it. When God has proposed a thing, I want this to happen, then it happens by power. When the purpose of God was for Mary to carry the pregnancy of our Lord Jesus, Mary said, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" In Luke chapter 1, verse 34, 35. And the angel said, the Holy Ghost, "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee." What God said you should accomplish for him, what God wants to do through your life, it's not a matter of whether you know a man or not. It's a matter of power coming on you. And then purpose happens. The power of God is the birthplace of the purpose of God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the believers amen. Number 10, God's power enforces healing and deliverance. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Your healing and your deliverance can be enforced by the power of God. Went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Number 11. God's power enables ability, witnessing ability for the saints. Witnessing ability. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Witnessing ability. Ability to change people's minds for God. Ability to change opinions. And ability to speak and be heard. Ability to speak and be obeyed. It's a function of power. And number 12. God's power grants God's children proof of sonship. That is, you are not suggesting that you are a child of God. There are proofs. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God. And you shall be witnesses of me. The word witness is proof producer. You shall be producers of proofs. You will not just be talking with mouth. Everywhere you step, there will be proofs that you belong to God. Hallelujah. Everywhere we go, proofs follow us. Ordinary people follow proofs. Kingdom people are followed by proofs. Hallelujah. 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 Your world will know that you are not just talking. Your world will know that you are not just talking. Your world will know that you are not just talking. Your world will know that you are not just talking. Your world will know that there are proofs, evidences to show that you belong to God. Somebody say amen. How many of you know that bold face doesn't make a lion? It is the genetics. It is inside it. What is inside when you do a genetic and chromosomal analysis? The things you find, that is what makes it. We don't, title don't make us sons of God. The proofs that we produce. And from today you shall produce proofs. Somebody say loud amen. Can we go over those 12 things right now? The things that are in the power of God. Number one, the power of God brought Israel out of captivity. Second, the power of God enabled God's people to conquer resources. Thirdly, God's power is God has the power to help or to cast down. Fourth, God divides and passes the Red Sea by his power. Number five, God exalts by his power. He subdues his enemies and the enemies of his people by power. He breaks appointment with death by power. He creates by his power. He bets his purpose by his power. He enforces healings and deliverance. This is through you by his, or on your own body rather, by his power. He enables witnessing ability by his power. And he grants God's children the proofs of sonship by power. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say loud amen. So the question right now is, how do we access and release the power that is in the word? There are many accesses to power in the Bible, but we're not talking about the power that is in the word. Number one is by true ingestion and meditation. Through the ingestion and meditation on the word. Through the ingestion of a meditation on the word. That is, you feed on the word and you think the word. It explodes power. You feed on the word. You listen to the word. You hear the word. You receive the word. And you think on the word. In Luke chapter 4 and in verse 32, the Bible said, and they were astonished at his doctrine because his word was with power. His word was pregnant with power. So if you break open the word, now if you receive the word and then you break it open, you can access the power that is in it. John chapter 6 and in verse 63 said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They carry power and they carry life. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4, the Bible said, where the word of a king is, there is power. There is power. There is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? The word of the king is the word of power. Job chapter 6 verse 25 said, how forcible are right words. How forcible. The right words, the word of God carries force. I have been meditating, I've been reading the word sometimes, and then thinking on the word sometimes. And all of a sudden, power just explodes on the inside. And all you want to do is to look for where to release that power that just exploded inside you. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. As rugged as soldiers are, and as brutal as they are, and as much as they can do endurance race and run and pursue the enemy for days and nights, the worst thing that can deal with them in the battlefield is hunger. No food, no water. I mean, you can't, it doesn't matter the kind of gun you carry. If your system is not supplied with adequate energy, that is why defense budget in America, most of the places, is meant to be the highest of all the budgets. Apart from the ammunition and the things, the welfare of the men. Welfare. I think welfare means well fed. Welfare, well fed, well fed, well fed. Then they can run for days. They can fight for days. But they have to break and eat, drink, and move. All truths are parallel, says Dr. Maurice Cerullo. As it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. The word of God is the food of the spirit. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. When you run out of food, you run out of fuel. When you run out of word, you run out of power. You run out of energy. You run out of power. You run out of energy. You run out of power. So it is very, very important to feed on the word. Listening to the word. Listening to the preached message. Read the book that are word based. Meditate on it. Read the raw Bible. Think on it. And let it charge you with power. I can identify many times in my own life where I stepped into certain dimensions of power because a scripture exploded on the inside. Through the ingestion of a meditation of the word. That was number one. Number two is through the declaration of the word with revelation and conviction. You are declaring the word from a position of what you saw in the scripture and a position of what you are convinced about. There are those who just speak. But there are those who speak from a realm. There are those who speak from a dimension, a realm, a realm of light, a realm of insight, a realm of conviction and belief. They don't speak apologetically. They don't speak like they are begging. They are too aware. Somebody say a loud amen. Why was it that everybody was not speaking in front of Goliath like the way David was speaking? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Come, let me take off your head. He was speaking from a revelation. He was speaking from a dimension. He was speaking from what he knew of God and what he knew of his. That was why he was using those. The other people said, can you see this man? He has come to defy Israel. They call him man. David said, well, I'm not dealing with a man. I'm dealing with a non-covenant entity. And uncircumcised means he doesn't have a backing covenant. I am a circumcised Jew. I have a covenant with the Most High God. Second revelation. This man is not undermining Israel. He's undermining the God of Israel. So I am not now standing in just in defense of Israel. I am standing in the defense of the God he has come to defy. He was speaking from a realm of light. He was speaking from a realm of revelation. He was speaking from a realm of insight. He was speaking from a realm of conviction. So it carried power. Two people went to the village. One said, one was confronted. Two of them said, by a wizard or a strong agent of darkness. Said, you know who I am? I'm going to deal with you. The first one said, what did I do against you? What? Did I offend you in any way? And he goes back home. And he's looking for brethren. Please, I need you to join prayer with me. Somebody threatened me in the village. Another one said, he threatened another person because that is his job. Do you know who I am? See, I know who you are and I know your devil. The devil that is your master is under my feet. To hell with you and your devil. The time you have given replies back to you. Die the death you are talking about. And you walk away. It's not a prayer point. It's not an agreement issue with anybody. Why? Because you are speaking from a realm. You are speaking from a realm of light. You are speaking from a realm of revelation. You are speaking from a realm of conviction. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You are telling the man, the devil that is your master is under my feet. How much less yourself? If I am the master of your master, who are you? If your devil is under my feet, where are you? You are nowhere to be found. You are speaking. And that statement you made carried fire. He won't be able to sleep overnight. Because you didn't just speak ordinary words. You spoke words that came from a depth of revelation and conviction that transmits power and fire. One of our brethren, many, many years ago, please take your seat, was in his office. This man works in the forestry. The last time I went to Dunamis Church in Orokam, I saw him there still as an usher. Was an usher from Irawan, usher in Maraba, usher everywhere you find him is an usher. 20-something years ago, he went to his office. And a woman who is a cleaner in the office, but was the boss of the office, this woman, everybody, including MD, everybody quaked when she spoke. Can you imagine a cleaner that terrorized everybody? Because she was very high ranking in the realm of the spirit. There are people who are sweepers in the physical, but high ranking witches. And there was a little argument, and this woman told this our brother, the usher, do you know who I am? I will deal with you. You haven't heard of me? The brother said he trembled a bit. Because some of these people speak with satanic power in their words. And then the Holy Ghost told him, you don't know where you are coming from. You don't know who you are. So he turned back at the woman and said, you don't know me, do you? You don't know who I am. This earth will reject you. The woman was shocked. Who is this to talk to me like this? But that word came with power. Overnight, that woman slept. She woke up in the morning and went on her knees, two hands and feet, and crawled to the brother. Said, I am sorry, forgive me. I am sorry, please, I'm sorry. The brother said, tell me what happened. He said, I'm sorry, please. He said, I'll forgive you, but tell me first. The woman said, overnight, somebody stood and showed her two caskets, two coffins. Said that these two coffins belong to you. One person, two casket, two coffin. Double wahala, double death. You are died double. Except you apologize to that man when you wake up. You are a dead woman. You are not about to die. You already died. Hey! She woke up in the morning on her hands and on her feet, on her knees, to go and apologize. Do you understand? The kingdom of darkness take you for granted because you don't know who you are. You don't know, you don't have enough conviction. You don't have enough revelation of who you are. But I announce today, anyone looking for you in this season, looking for us in this season, they shall die double. They shall die double. God shall visit them tonight in their dreams. God shall visit them tonight in their dreams. If you believe and shout the Lord and say amen. If you believe and shout the Lord and say amen. Look at somebody by yourself. Say you need revelation and conviction. Say you need revelation and conviction. You need residual revelation. Resident revelation. And resident conviction. So that in times of confrontation, there can be authoritative declaration without rehearsal. Hey! You know, drunkards don't rehearse to manifest drunkenness. Did anybody? They don't need any rehearsal. Did you hear what I just said? Yes, look at your neighbor. Say, you need resident revelation. Residual revelation. And conviction. You need resident revelation. Residual revelation. Not because there is a problem. You just need it to reside. So that in times of confrontation, you can manifest. In times of confrontation, you can release authoritative declarations without rehearsal. You need that. It is just wired into your system. It's just wired into your system. All of a sudden you become a stranger to fear, a stranger to doubt, a stranger to unbelief. Because there is something inside you that is working. It's whining you, whining. I think that's why they call it whine. It's why it whines people. Hallelujah. You need resident revelation, residual revelation, resident conviction, residual conviction, so that in times of confrontation, you can release authoritative declarations without rehearsal. You don't go to look for bullet at the sight of criminals. The gun was already loaded. All you need is for the bullets to fly. So that some can be sent to hell. Not to court. To hell straight. There are people that the judge on earth need to judge. And there are people that the judge in heaven need to judge directly. Somebody say loud amen. It's not your doing. When soldiers go to war. Under normal circumstances. Especially people in combat against them. They are not trying to see who to arrest and present before a judge. The judge has judged already. It is now to be presented before the judge of heaven. Praise the Lord. You know, that's the major challenge we have in this part of the world. People that are, they are trying to gather some people to present them before and say, oh, we arrested this and that. Killers arrested to present them before who? The one who digs a pit must fall inside. He that taketh a sword already knew that the sword can take him out. He took a sword, he already knew that a sword can take him out. Somebody say a loud amen. Look at them and say, I want to declare authoritatively without rehearsal. I want to be ready for every urgency, so I will be equipped with resident conviction, resident revelation. Shout the Lord and say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So, declaring the word with revelation. Mark chapter 11, verse 12 to verse 14. All right. Jesus, on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to eat, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat or thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. From verse 20, Peter, calling to remembrance, said, Master, and in the morning as they passed, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said, Master, behold, the fig tree that you cursed yesterday is dried. Words killed the tree. Word for. Not cutlass. It killed the tree. There is nothing that the power of God's word cannot destroy. No wonder I said in Mark 11:23, if thou shalt say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, you shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say. Ezekiel 37 verse 7, he said, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, it shaken, and the bones came together. As I spoke, based on the commandment, based on what I saw in the word, as I spoke, based not just on my brain, but as I saw in his word, as I saw his commandments, I saw the light, I spoke, something shook. Tonight, something shall shake. In the name of Jesus Christ. So number one is what? How do we access and release the power of God? Through ingestion and meditation. That is what gives us the resident revelation and the conviction. And then you move on to the declaration of the word with revelation and conviction. You are speaking from a place of light. You are speaking from a place of conviction. It carries power. Number three is true faith action on the word. True faith, or you can call it true faith word-based action. True faith word-based action. Actions that you are carrying out based on what you saw from the word. Luke chapter 5 verse 4 to verse 6. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net. Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, taking nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. When he had this done, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and the net break. Action is the switch of power. Power switches on by action. Woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5 verse 25. Mark chapter 5 verse 25. The Bible said, when a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years suffered many things of many physicians and spent all she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. But when she heard of Jesus, she heard the word. She came in the press that she was acting on the word and touched the garment of Jesus. And when she touched, the power flowed. And the affliction died. Word-based faith action. Elisha told Naaman, go into the water of Jordan, dip yourself. He was angry, but he dipped himself once, twice, thrice, six, by the seventh time. According to 2 Kings chapter 5 and in verse 14, he dipped down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Word-based. In the Rewan church, I saw Mark chapter 2 verse 1 and 2. Like I had never seen it before. And again, he entered into the Capernaum after some days. And it was noised that he was in the house. And straight away, many were gathered. So much that there was no room to receive them. Not even around the door. And he preached. So all of a sudden, my eyes opened. I said, anywhere Jesus is, the room will not be enough. Say there is not there. Say there is, except it's not there. The room will not be enough. So while the main church was not yet filled, I asked the ushers to put chairs outside for those who will sit outside. That was word-based faith action. It switched on the power. In a short while, the room got filled. Then the chair outside got filled. Then the chair in the whole premises got filled. Then the chairs in the overflows got filled. Then the overflows became overflow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That moved us to this place. That place is still holding. But all the overflow has entered inside here. And it's growing. Here we have overflown many times. Crossover night, worship and wonders night, combined Sunday service. Many, many times. But very soon, it shall be overflowing many times every Sunday. Many times on Sunday morning. Because revelation power does not die. Everywhere we go around the world, it's overflowing. Location. Now, if it is the church, the place can contain 50 people. There are people outside. The place can contain 2,000 people. There are still people outside. It can contain 10,000 people. There are people outside. It is not, that is why until you know people's revelation, if you copy their action, you may not experience their outcome. There are people who are busy copying actions instead of trying to find out the revelations that brought about the actions. And you don't just copy the action. Oh God, why you they do what you they do? It's time to ask, oh God, why you they do what you where you they do? I they see what you they do. Why you do them? Praise the Lord. But tonight God will open somebody's eyes. God will open somebody's eyes. God will open somebody's eyes. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. God will open somebody's eyes to see results that will shock you. Finally, in closing, by faith action, by word-based faith action, by the time you carry such actions based on what you saw in the word, and you are moving, you are acting, you are behaving. When I saw that the Lord shall command all the blessing upon you and in your storehouses, from then I realized that there must be a reserve. No matter how much, how small your money is, put something aside. Because God is looking forward to the one you are not touching, so he can bless you. We started almost 30 years ago. The first land we bought in Irawan, we bought it from reserve. You can imagine how little money was then. Hallelujah. He shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses. That is, you must maintain a storehouse. Put something aside, no matter how little, so that a blessing can be going there. You can talk on and on and on and on. And number four, by praising and celebrating in the light of the word. Power is released. When you saw light in the word, and you are already praising God for what you saw, not even that you have seen the result yet. Hello. Hello. Is this in the Bible? Ola, 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 ola. Devil, you are in trouble. You mean this is in the Bible? Papa Yedeko say, I will never be poor forever. He saw one light.
pinned with a shout.
Psalm 56 verse 4 and then verse 10. He said, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. And when I praise his word, what happened? Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20 to 23. A word came to the children of Israel, and they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. When they began to praise, something began to happen. Power began to move. The Lord set ambushments against the children of Israel, Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which were come out against Judah. And they were smitten. For the children of Moab and Mount Seir stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. Somebody say amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Now, chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God, and the prisoners heard him. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Someone say amen. The next time you see light from scripture, you saw hope, you saw insight, you saw revelation, it appears as if a question was answered. A fear was taken away by what you saw. Hope was raised. Faith was injected. Expectation amplified. Where it appeared to you like, from what I just saw now, all things are possible. Don't just walk away like that. Celebrate it. Dance it. Worship God. Father, thank you. I am grateful that this is in your word. I believe it. Is that not what the Bible said? They believed his word, then they sang his praise. Psalm 106 verse 12. I believe it. So I'm singing. So I'm celebrating. So I am dancing. So I trust you. I am grateful. This is your word. This is the word of the Lord. Let God be true. Let every devil be a liar. It doesn't matter how long it takes. The word of God must come to pass. And you celebrated it. Even before you made it a prayer point, make it a praise point. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. One thing I trust God for is to learn something new every day. To learn something new every time I encounter the word. And if you have not learned anything today, learn that the next time, whether it is in church or by yourself, you see something new from the word, celebrate it. Praise on it. Worship in the spirit. Worship in tongues. It may be 1 minute. It may be it may be 5 minutes. It may be 1 hour. Just praise it. Just celebrate it. It's a trigger for power. It will make things to begin to happen in the realm where you are seeing nothing. It will make resolves to begin to, it will cause spiritual dynamics to set in place. For example, they were praising based on the prophetic word that came, and enemies began to fight themselves. God stepped in and they began to fight themselves. That is, God, you are just praising based on his word, and God is moving his hand. And hey, you move here. Hey, this move there. Hey, you walk here. Hey, clear the way. Things are working because you believe. I believe in miracles. Catherine Coleman said, because I believe in God. It's not possible to believe in God and not believe in miracles. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen.
Would you lift up your hands and just appreciate? Okay, this is a good place to practice what you just heard. How many of you heard a good word tonight? And something that is worthy of celebration. So celebrate God for it. Just appreciate God. Go ahead and open your mouth and talk to God. Father, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for honoring me so much. For causing me to hear this kind of word tonight. I am grateful. I am grateful for fresh light. For fresh insight. For fresh revelation. I am grateful. Open your mouth and praise Him. Open your mouth and honor Him. Open your mouth and adore Him. Lerita si kefreto sanina galahagado sara. Olina mohosaridi. Lengkora namana galakana sakala pada berdua 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 sudah hurdida. Ronte si dia la paranona galakana berdua 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 galahadidi. Rako se freto zinali. Zinali miratoze lecefena namana 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 hora sola duhawa. Papa la rade gozaho. Papa roda gozahira galahagada hadidi. Lerata sata kata sata lakata galakana galakana. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Lay your task up here on the Lahadina. Run the city, pray to see the Kalaka. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to pray very brutally. Very, very brutally. Based on what you heard tonight. But before you pray that prayer, lift your hands and receive this. By the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God tonight, that everything spoken tonight about the power of the world shall be fulfilled in accuracy in your life in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has been in captivity in Egypt, every form of captivity, every area where the enemy has held you in captivity, I declare the captivity is broken by the word. In the name of Jesus. All your resources, financial resources, mental resources, everywhere your wealth and your resources are, that the enemy has tied down, ancestral curses, witchcraft powers, occultic powers, evil demonic strong rooms and strongholds, and wicked witchcraft bank accounts where they have tied down your resources, I declare the yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. God has the power to help, and He has the power to cast down. Everyone in need of help in any area where help is needed, I declare by the power of God that help is released now. And He has the power to cast down everyone standing in your way, everyone who is a Herod around your life, a Nebuchadnezzar around your destiny. Jehovah God, cast them down by His power. Every Red Sea is standing between you and your destiny. Every Red Sea is standing between you and your inheritance. I declare it parted by the power of God, dismantled by power in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is due for a lifting, due for a lifting, due for a lifting, He exalts by His power, and the enemy has sat on your head, sat on your destiny, sat on your life. I declare that embargo is lifted in the name of Jesus. I command you to be elevated. I declare the Lord subdue your enemies, the enemies of God's people in this nation. I declare them subdued in the name of Jesus. Everyone, the enemy has given an appointment with death. Whether it is you directly, your family members, or your loved ones, I decree tonight that appointment is broken. It is broken. Anyone trusting God to bring something new into creation,
Bring a business into creation. Bring forth a marriage into creation. Bring forth a pregnancy into creation. Bring an invention, something that has not been. The same power that created the world. I declare that new thing that must come forth. Receive power to bring it forth in the name of Jesus. Everyone that is on schedule to fulfill God's purpose. Purpose in ministry, purpose in business, purpose in destiny. The power that bears purpose is released on you in the name of Jesus. I decree right now, healing and deliverance for everyone that is bound. Hypertension is healed. Diabetes is healed. Cancer is dead. Spirit husband is dead. Spirit wife is cast out. Hey! Serpentine spirits are eliminated. Spirits of premature death are eliminated. In the name of Jesus. Ability to be a witness, to preach the gospel, to change lives, to touch destinies, is released upon you in the name of Jesus. You will not be a child of God where they will say, "Where is your God?" You won't be a child of God without proofs. After denying the proofs of sonship, shall be your portion by power. And the grace to receive the word, to ingest the word, to meditate on the word, the grace to decree and declare authoritatively on the basis of revelation, on the basis of conviction, the grace to act in the word, the grace to take the right action, and the grace to pray. That grace is released upon you right now in the name of Jesus. For the next 5 minutes, open your mouth and pray all of this in your life. Pray. One, two, go. Thank you. Say, Father, help me, to see light. Say, Father, help me.
Father, help me.
With a healthy appetite.
With a healthy appetite.
With a healthy appetite.
With a healthy appetite.
For your word.
For your word.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, help me.
Father, help me.
To see light.
To see light.
From your word.
From your word.
The right revelation.
The right revelation.
From your word.
From your word.
Father, show me.
Father, show me.
The current actions.
The current actions.
To take.
To take.
In order to see results. Actions on your word.
Actions on your word.
Current actions.
Help me, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for 1 more minute. Help me. Show me. Give me an appetite for your word. Appetite for your word. To eat your word. To feed on your word. Let it just say to appetite on your word. 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 Help me, Lord, with the current actions to take. Current actions to take. Current actions to take. Let us also talk about the fact that we have to do it. Precious name. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody believe something happened to you tonight. Shout the Lord and say amen. I don't need any special prophetic signal to let you know that something just broke through in your life. Something just happened to you. A fresh release of power just happened. And before this week is out, before we step into Sunday, there shall be an evidence of God's power in your life.